BBC Listen.
Momo.
Carl.
Gosh, I wish I had a nickname.
Coco?
Nah.
Kaka.
It's getting worse. Anyway, Momo, tell me this. What were you like at age 10?
Well, I loved making up little stories and creating little worlds and putting on shows, and I was always trying to make people laugh. Not like now. Wink. Why do you ask? Oh, actually, before that, what were you like at 10 years old?
Oh, okay. So I had a proper big middle part.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Lego and chess. I was really like badly flat-footed, so I had these like sharp shooting pains up my legs. I couldn't run more than like 100 meters.
Oh.
Thankfully, I've got orthotics now. And I think around that age is when my cursive writing was so bad that my teacher revoked my pen license and I had to go back to printing instead.
That is really traumatic. Wait, why are we reflecting on our 10-year-old selves?
I mean, come on, you know, don't you?
No.
Because on March 25 of this year, you and I, we're celebrating a very special day.
Oh, really?
Momo, come on, don't play around. You know what it is.
I don't. I'm drawing a blank. Is it, I don't know, is it World Cat Day?
Molly, are you serious?
What?
Well, not only should you know that International Cat Day is always the 8th of August, but more importantly, March 25 is our anniversary.
Oh, our wedding anniversary.
We're not married, Molly. No, it's our short and curly anniversary. 10 years ago, on March 25, 2016, we dropped our very first episode.
Whoa, seriously? I thought it was only like 6, 7 years ago.
6, 7.
What?
Nothing.
Wow. We made our first episode 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was about trusting robots, and I'm still not sure we should.
That's so cool.
I know, go us. 10 years of curly questions, 10 years of hanging out with the clever curly crew, and 10 years of pesky philosophers wrinkling our brains. In fact, it's been like 25 seasons of the show.
Not to mention all the bites, too.
True. So, anyway, I thought today we should celebrate.
Oh my gosh, did you get me flowers?
Oh,
a cake?
No, look, I actually didn't put that much effort or money into it. I kind of just made you this card.
Ah, yeah, it's a scrap of butcher's paper.
Yeah, but still officially a card because it says to Molly on the top.
Uh-huh. And I think there's more writing on it. Does this say comparable floaters?
No, it says congratulations to us.
Oh, you aren't kidding about that terrible handwriting.
And there's more on the other side.
Okay. Oh, that looks like a smiling neon poo emoji.
Yeah, my signature.
And a picture of a burning building where the whole Short and Curly crew are being saved.
Exactly. And see, that's you and me, and Matt's there carrying us, and Eleanor's kicking that door down.
Oh, wow. And wait, who's she holding under her arms?
Oh, so the hamster is creator and producer Kyla Slaven. And that other one there with the lovely curly locks, that's our producer Candace Docker.
Cute. Oh, and look at all the wonderful pets and animals we've worked with over the years leaping out of the building with us.
Yeah, yeah, we've got pugs and aliens, vampires, elephants, even robot armies over here.
And we're all getting onto the Titanic for safety.
Yeah, notoriously the safest ship ever.
And wait, what are all these little fluffy creatures jumping out of the window onto a giant trampoline?
Oh, that's our Brains Trust, of course. Kids from all over the country and around the world. And there are a few others mixed in there as well.
Oh, true. All our voice actors from over the years. Our friend Tony Ravioli. Ooh. Your weird childhood toy Moppy. Oh, and Lord Blobfish. Wow. Carl, it's really touching. Thank you.
Oh, no worries. I love drawing. Viva la Carl.
Well, happy 10-year anniversary, Carl.
And happy 10-year anniversary to all our curly crew out there. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
And thank you for sharing your ideas, your answers to our questions, and your beautiful voices on our Little Ethics show.
Oh, I also bought us these.
Party hats and party blowers. Oh, I love these so much.
Same. So, Momo, to Short and Curly, to a billion more episodes?
Not to mention a movie, if someone will read that script I wrote.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
To Short and Curly!
is an ABC Kids podcast! For more awesome stories, search for your favourite podcast or find something new in the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.